This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the root's on fire. The warrior is here on the attack. It's segment number two. I don't think I'll have any time left after I read you my opening commentary. But in the second segment, we come back from this first break, I will have my list of some of the most evil people in America, and I'll give you a hint about a few of them. Nancy Pelosi, the governor of Whitmer, the governor of Michigan, the governor of Nevada, Steve Sisolak, right here in my hometown, Las Vegas. And I'll think of one more, a Republican, Dan Schwartz, running for United States Congress in CD3. Yes, among the most evil people in America. I'll come back and tell you about all of that in the next break. But I've got a great commentary I think you want to hear. Because we want to open up the economy. And the reason you can't open up the economy is people are sick and they're afraid they're going to die. And it's all a big, giant exaggeration. And it's all a big, giant lie. And let me tell you why. Because people are dying. That part's not a lie. But they don't have to die. They're dying because Democrats are willing to let them die. My commentary, which is coming out in newspapers around the country on Sunday, is titled, Proof Democrats Are Crazy, Insane, and a Danger to All of Us. If you weren't convinced until now that Democrats are crazy, insane, and a danger to all of us, I now have clear and present and irrefutable proof. It's spelled hydroxychloroquine. That's the anti-malaria drug that has become a miracle weapon in our arsenal to defeat coronavirus. The stories of its remarkable success in the battle versus this terrible, deadly pandemic are everywhere. They are no longer anecdotal. This Trump-touted drug appears very likely to be a miracle drug. I'll get to all those stories in a moment. But first, let me mention the latest Rasmussen poll, which shows that only 18% of Democrats would take hydroxychloroquine if they were sick with coronavirus. Folks, that's just nuts. Democrats are clearly suicidal. They not only don't value human life, as we see again and again with abortion, even after a baby's born, but they don't even value their own lives. And it's not just run-of-the-mill crazy liberal voters or activists I'm talking about. Democrat leaders are just as reckless, dangerous, ignorant, and delusional. Michigan's Democrat Governor Gretchen Whitmer banned the drug for use against coronavirus. That drug, hydroxychloroquine. My own Nevada Democrat Governor Steve Sisolak banned any doctor from prescribing it unless in the emergency room or the ICU. Even though doctors that use it regularly consider it proven safe and report the drug works best when used in the early stages of coronavirus before a patient ever lands in an ER or ICU. And don't forget, that's the whole point of this hysterical, reckless shutdown of the U.S. economy. Don't we want to flatten the curve? Isn't our goal to stop this illness before it sends victims to the ER or the ICU so we don't have overwhelmed ERs or ICUs? That was the reason they gave for shutting down the economy. So why would leading Democrat politicians ban it or refuse to recognize the success of this drug or make it difficult to get this drug that could save your life? There's only one answer. Trump derangement syndrome. Now, President Trump was the first to tout this miracle drug. He urged doctors to use it on victims from the earliest days of this pandemic. That was all it took for Democrats with Trump derangement syndrome to despise this life-saving drug, run away from it like the plague, and refuse to educate the public about the drug in the liberal media, and in extreme cases, actually ban it. You know what you call that? Crazy, insane, and dangerous. Democrats would rather let Americans die than give Trump a chance to take credit. Some might call that murder or certainly manslaughter. Now to a few of the stories. I can't fit them all in, but here are just a handful. A month ago, New York Dr. Vladimir Zelenko, MD, was a guest on my national radio show. He had, at that time, treated about 670 coronavirus victims with a combination protocol of hydroxychloroquine, Z-Pak, and zinc. And out of 670, only one was hospitalized. And he urged every doctor in hospital to prescribe it at the earliest onset of coronavirus. Dr. Zelenko returned as a guest on my show today. He'll be on in the third hour, but I did the interview this morning because he could do it morning New York time. So we did the interview this morning, and you will hear the interview in hour number three tonight, 8 o'clock. Actually, the interview will be at 8:30 p.m. East Coast time, 5:30 p.m. West Coast time. But he's on my show to give an update to my national radio audience, and I'll give you a sneak peek of what he said. He's now treated 1,450 coronavirus victims, and only two have died, and one of them had leukemia, cancer. He reports few major side effects. He calls the drug safer than Motrin, but it should be given, he says, at the earliest possible sign of coronavirus. The opposite of what's happening in my home state of Nevada, where you have to go to the ER or the ICU because of the brilliant move of the Trump derangement syndrome victim, Governor Steve Sisolak. Now, my personal radio agent, in a kind of a strange twist of irony, my own radio agent, John McConnell, was only hours away from death. I didn't know it. He was on his deathbed, and I didn't know it. Last week, he wrote out his will and he said goodbye to his wife. And he was in the ICU about to be put on a ventilator. And he knew most people never get off a ventilator. They die. But Sean Hannity and Dr. Oz went to work and saved his life. Sean Hannity urged Dr. Oz, who's a regular guest on my show, to call McConnell's doctor and intervene. And Dr. Oz convinced the doctor to use hydroxychloroquine. And my agent, John McConnell, is now thankfully out of the hospital and on the mend. My friend and frequent radio guest, former boxing champion Joey Gilbert, came on my national radio show yesterday to report both his parents were dying of coronavirus when hydroxychloroquine saved their lives. They both made full recoveries. The media this week reported on an 80-year-old Vegas couple, both 80, man and wife, married, on death's door, who made a full recovery because of hydroxychloroquine. The same story reports on a Los Angeles MD who prescribes the drug in combination with zinc, which is what Dr. Zelenko says is the real key to all this, is zinc. The hydroxychloroquine opens up the virus cell, and the zinc flows in and kills the virus. That's what he says. And this Los Angeles MD has seen a 100% success rate. Dr. Anthony Cardillo, CEO of Mend Urgent Care, reports every patient I prescribed, this is a quote, every patient I prescribed hydroxychloroquine to has been very, very ill, and within 8 to 12 hours, they were basically symptom-free. I'd call that a miracle drug. But I'm not a doctor, I'm not a scientist, and I don't prescribe. It's happening all across the world. Studies in France and China report on the remarkable success of hydroxychloroquine versus coronavirus. A Las Vegas Review Journal newspaper story from last week reported on the UMC hospital here in Vegas becoming the first hospital in America to prescribe hydroxychloroquine to high-risk outpatients. They prescribe it, then they send them home. And to date, the results have been remarkable. Dr. Thomas Zinowitz said, our outcomes in our ICU patients to date are better than outcomes we're seeing from Italy, China, France, and other countries. So listen to that mass of evidence, folks. Why are so many victims still dying across the United States? Why isn't this drug being given to every coronavirus victim across America? Why are there still doctors who don't know about it? Why did my agent's doctor in an ICU have to be talked into it by Dr. Oz? Why do only 18% of Democrats say they would use this drug if they were sick with coronavirus? Can you imagine 18%? Why is our economy still shut down? Why would we be ruining the lives of millions of business owners and their employees, making everyone jobless and penniless while waiting for a vaccine that may never come, or if it does come, prove ineffective? By the way, the flu shot, completely ineffective. It's always last year's flu. They're lying to you. Or perhaps even worse, prove dangerous. Do you have any idea how many Bill Gates' vaccines have killed thousands of people in Africa? Don't take Wayne Root's word for it. I'm just reading the story from Robert F. Kennedy Jr., one of the biggest liberal minds in America, one of the son of the greatest liberal the world's ever known, John F. Kennedy, Robert F. Kennedy, the two brothers. This is the son of Robert F. Kennedy. This guy's liberal credentials are through the yin-yang. And he says Bill Gates' vaccines kill people by the thousands. And you're waiting for a vaccine. When the vaccine may not work, it may never come, and it may kill you. When we already have a safe, effective treatment now that has already saved thousands of lives, and Dr. Zelenko will tell you, has no side effects or very few, and it's dirt cheap, about $20 per treatment. We already have an effective treatment. It's time to reopen the economy. Why are Democrats in denial? Why are they letting people die? There's no reason for this irrational fear of coronavirus, not when 90% of victims either get coronavirus in a very mild form or don't even know they had it. Not when 98% of the people who get it recover. Not when many of us have already developed herd immunity. And they proved that today in California. They think there's millions in California who had it and don't even know it. And those that are left, the elderly, the sick, the immune compromised, can stay quarantined and can simply take this miracle drug protocol at the first sign of illness. So why is anyone still scared? The answer can only be one thing: Trump derangement syndrome. Trump touted the drug first, so Democrats and their allies in the media hate it, ignore it, or deny its remarkable success. Success that could save the economy, save people from losing their businesses, save tens of millions from losing their jobs, save people from being penniless, save people from being homeless, save people from committing suicide, save people from drug addiction. Addiction and alcoholism. Proof positive Democrats are crazy, insane, and a danger to us all. Coming out in a newspaper near you on Sunday. I'm Wayne Allyn Root. You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Silver is up more than 25% the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in the coming years. For a limited time, my friends at Finest Note are making a deal for war fans, and I love deals. Finest Note has evolved over the past three decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Note to go big or go home. They went big! Finest Note is offering up to 100 pure 1-ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire a pure 1-ounce Silver Eagle at dealer cost. Here's the deal, folks. Throughout history, currencies have come and gone, but gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the best time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Known. Call Finest Known today and reserve 100 silver American Eagles. Call now at 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929. Or go to finestknown.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, and do I have a perfect book at the perfect time for you? Dr. Nancy Wolf is a conservative and capitalist professor emeritus in the psychology department at UCLA, where she spent 30 years. She studied and taught about the human mind. She knows exactly what we need to hear right now as chaos and crisis descend around us. Her book is Conscious Matrix. Nancy explains why the liberals, socialists, and globalists trying to destroy us right now will not and cannot succeed, because we as Americans are wired to win, to be the greatest nation and the greatest people ever in the history of mankind. Our biology, our history, our culture, all these things are pre-wired in our minds and souls. We're literally pre-wired to win. Nancy says we have more light in our hearts and minds when we are right with God. And she says together, God, President Trump, and conservative Americans will save the soul of America. We will win. We are literally predestined to win. This is the book you need to read now. Today, purchase Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com. Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com, or available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Talk about the perfect product at the perfect time. Now more than ever, people are using the alkaline structured silver products by Dr. Gordon Pedersen to help strengthen their immune system and provide themselves with a barrier of protection. This is not colloidal silver. Alkaline structured silver is the next improved, more efficient generation of silver. I personally have been using my Dr. Suggest silver products for 4 years. No colds or flu for 4 years. I've never missed 1 minute on the radio in 4 years, despite thousands of hours of talking. And no more brain fog in the morning. Plus, their silver skin gel has made my skin look the best of my life. It's been amazing for me. I use all their products from morning until night. I personally recommend, my doctor suggests, every day to my listeners. Now is the time to take action and protect your family with Dr. Pedersen's Alkaline Structured Silver Gel Liquid and Lozenges. Say Wayne Root sent you and receive 20% off every order. Call toll-free 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to MyDoctorSuggest.com and enter the promo code ROOTS to get 20% off MyDoctorSuggest.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. Right here on USA Radio Network, Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Reaching coast to coast, sea to shining sea, only show of its kind on radio, TV, no script, no notes, no teleprompter. I shoot from the hip, I speak from the heart, I let it fly, and I take no prisoners. I'm American-made and proud of it. You can only find a war like this in the good old US of A, in the immortal words of George Washington, General George Washington. If you want peace, prepare for war. And that's why today and every day we go to war right here on the Wayne Allen Root Show. I told you we got back, I'd mention some people that I think are evil, literally evil, for some of the things they're doing. Maybe the people aren't evil, but the things they do are evil. Let's start with our governor, Steve Sisolak, here in Nevada, here in Las Vegas and Nevada. I don't know yet whether he's going to open up on May 1st, but he's got to open up on May 1st. Because we're one of the states in America that's had very little coronavirus. I don't know what you would consider to be a high number of coronavirus, but I guarantee you, I have not looked, I'm just guessing, I guarantee you, that more people died each day in this month, a year ago, of the regular flu and car accidents and opioid abuse and alcoholism and cancer and heart disease and 100 other causes than died of coronavirus in the state of Nevada. Because the fact that we've only had, and again, I don't want to be uncaring, 140 people, I'll call it. I think it's 130 and change. 130 and change, 140 people have died. Terrible. I wish not one had died. But 140 people in a state of 3.3 million, and most of them are very old and very sick with underlying massive, terrible health conditions, or in nursing homes in their last days anyway. And you're going to cut an economy to nothing for that? Now, I understand about closing casinos short term. I get that. I understand social distancing. But here's the story that just sets it all for me. A third worker at Allegiant Stadium tests positive for COVID-19. Allegiant Stadium is the new Vegas Raiders football stadium. You know, the old Oakland Raiders of the NFL are now the Las Vegas Raiders, and they're building the stadium, and he shut down the whole economy, Governor Sisolak, and said everything's got to close, and he should have said casinos have to close. You can't have conventions, you can't have baseball games, you can't have football games, you can't have anything at the moment for a month that everything's spreading. Even I get that. But you never had to close a single small business in this city or in this state. They could have all operated on the same terms as Costco and the supermarket employees, and they could have all stayed open. But you put exceptions in for pawn shops, pot shops, and Allegiant Stadium. Now, three workers have tested positive for coronavirus at Allegiant Stadium. You're so big on the construction of Raider Stadium that you're willing to do anything to keep it open, but you're willing to close everybody else down so they lose their entire life savings. But you don't want to let the Raiders lose their life savings. Why? Is it because of the donations given to you by the owner of the Raiders? Could that be why? Could it be Mark Davis's donations? Could it be the money from the construction firm building it? Could it be the property taxes? Could it be the sales taxes? Could it be the millions that have to be spent to build the stadium? And somehow, some way, that's more important than all the rest of us? How could you allow a stadium to keep building with 1,400 construction workers when three of them have tested positive for coronavirus if you're going to shut down the rest of the state? That, to me, is evil. That, to me, is nonsensical. More stories of interest, more people that might be evil. You know how I feel about the governor of Michigan. She's not only shut down the whole state. She's got people up in arms. She's not only shut down the whole state, but she's actually threatening. Let's get the story. Hold on. I got to find it. She's threatening to retaliate to all those people that marched on the Capitol. She's going to extend the stay-at-home order in response to the hashtag Operation Gridlock protesters. So if you protest an out-of-control, ultra-liberal, commie governor who wants the government to shut down and ruin your life, and you lose your business and everything you worked for your whole life, they're so spiteful and vicious, they'll extend the order to keep your clothes longer and make you lose your business. That's interesting. Don't forget, she's the same lawmaker that banned hydroxychloroquine, which then wound up saving the life of Michigan Democrat lawmaker. Her name, Karen Whitsitt, had her life saved and gives Trump credit for her life being saved. The same Michigan Governor Whitmer says abortion is life-sustaining, and you've got to keep abortion clinics open because you need abortion during coronavirus. Other businesses closed, but not abortion. And then I said I'd mention Dan Schwartz, Republican running for Congress in CD3. My buddy Dan Rodheimer is one of the finest individuals you'll ever meet. Had one fight in his life when he was a young man. He shoved someone who was bullying a girl. And for that, he got arrested, and it was never charged. All the charges were dropped, and it was expunged from his record, and that was the end of it. Dan Schwartz now running ads on Fox News, trying to make Dan Rodheimer into a criminal. When Rodheimer spent the last month in the hospital, him and his pregnant wife, with their five kids and the sixth on the way, have a four-year-old daughter that was in a hospital at death's door, back and forth, fighting for her life for a month at UMC Hospital. She just got home. Dan just got home. The pregnant wife just got home, and a new ad campaign comes out trying to make him into a murderer. Dan Schwartz, you're disgusting.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans and Rocket Mortgage. During the challenging times we're all experiencing, our top priority is the health and safety of the communities we serve. And while it's true that things are changing rapidly every day, one thing that'll never change is our commitment to giving you the best mortgage experience. At Rocket Mortgage, our guiding philosophy of every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, exists for times like right now. We understand that hardships may arise, and we're prepared to help. If you currently work with us and need assistance with your mortgage, contact us 24/7 at rocketmortgage.com. As we all think about ways to save money, let me remind you that mortgage rates are near historic lows. If you think right now is the right time to refinance your mortgage, our home loan experts are available to help you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at rocketmortgage.com.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The global death toll from coronavirus is over 150,000. This as President Trump set guidelines and phases for governors to begin reopening their state. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott believes the economy can start reopening in the near future on a disciplined basis.
Opening Texas must occur in stages. Obviously, not all businesses can open all at once on May the 1st. Some businesses, if fully open without better distancing standards, would be more likely to set us back.
According to Politico, progress is being made on an agreement regarding the Paycheck Protection Program. Democrats and Republicans seem to be working together to get another $250 billion into the fund, which helps small businesses loan money so they can keep their workers on their payrolls. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Only because of the casinos, only because our whole state is about billion-dollar casinos on one strip, I have a feeling we're going to open up in May and the casinos will be open for Memorial Day weekend. Some might be open sooner, and certainly small business will be open sooner. But that's the only reason, no thanks to our liberal Democrat governor, Steve Sisolak. They've got their boots on his neck, trust me. But in California, I don't think they'll be open until 2023. I mean, the list that they've got to open up in California, by the time you get all those things absolutely done, you'll be fully open in 2023 to 2025. Crazy people. Thank God I left California. Thank God I left New York. Can you imagine the two states I left, California and New York? Sponsor of this segment of the show, Real Water. And I just can never get over the clean, smooth taste and how great it makes me feel. I won't drink anything else. If you ever come over and check out my home gym, of course you can't do that right now, social distancing. But in my home gym, there's like 50 cases of real water piled to the ceiling because that's all I drink. I love it. All day long, I drink real water. I'm a man who lives his sponsors, but I don't let you be a sponsor unless I love your product. And it's all about negative ions, and negative ions create alkalinity, and alkalinity in your blood is much better than acid in your blood. You want to be alkaline, not acidic. And so you hydrate on a cellular level, and you get a powerful antioxidant effect. And I told my friends Brett and Amy Jones, the owners of Real Water, that I wanted a knock'em sock'em offer for my listeners, a special rate on Real Water, and they agreed. So here's the deal. Just go to Amazon or Amazon Prime account that you've got and search Real Water. It's the blue rectangular bottle that says Real Water. Add it to your cart, and when you proceed to check out, there'll be a coupon section. And just put in 10 WAR. The number 10, and then WAR, all caps, no space in between, 10 WAR. And you'll receive a 10% discount, and the Real Water will be delivered right to your door. How convenient is that? You don't have to lug it from your shopping cart into your back of your car, your trunk, and then lug it into your house. It is brought right to your door. It doesn't get any better than that. 10% off right to your door. Go to Amazon Prime or Amazon, and Real Water, and 10 WAR, and boom, you got it. Our guest is here, Joel Pollack, Senior Editor-at-Large, Breitbart News, Breitbart.com. Thank God for Breitbart.com. It's the only place I get the truth. You know, that and a couple of others. But what a great one Breitbart.com is. His new book is called Red November, and it's available for pre-order. Joel Pollack, welcome to the Wayne Allyn Root Show. How are you?
Hey, Wayne. Thanks for having me on again.
Hey, we have a lot of things to get to, but I just want to very quickly touch on your book. What is Red November all about? This November, electing Trump, is that the idea?
Red November is my book about the Democratic primary. I covered the entire primary start to finish from the front lines, right out there in Iowa, New Hampshire, from the early days, South Carolina, Nevada, all over the place, almost every single debate. I feature almost every single candidate in there, and I tell you the story behind the scenes from my clashes with Joe Biden to getting thrown out of events by Beto O'Rourke, the whole story with all its twists and turns, and, of course, the surprise ending just 6 weeks ago when the party establishment came together to snatch it away from Bernie Sanders as the coronavirus started to affect the primary and has now ended it. It's a really fascinating journey. It's going to be out in July. I had a lot of fun writing it. I think you'll have a lot of fun reading it.
All right. Red November from Joel Pollack. Cool. And by the way, the most shocking thing to me is I live here in Las Vegas, and it was only a week or so, maybe 10 days before Biden took over the whole primary with his win in South Carolina. 1 week before that, he lost by a landslide in Nevada. A landslide, 2-1. Bernie Sanders beat him like 43-20. And Joe Biden was finished. He'd already gotten killed in Iowa and New Hampshire. He was completely, utterly finished. Nobody in Nevada thought he was worth a vote. And now he's the nominee. Isn't that bizarre?
Well, yeah, I talked about this in the book. Yeah, Bernie Sanders almost got 50% in Nevada. And as you recount correctly, Joe Biden got about 20%. The proportions were exactly flipped in South Carolina. And there's a lot of reasons that happened. But one of the things that has happened during the course of this primary is Biden has been pulled further and further to the left. And that's really the story of the book, is how this primary, the Democratic primary, was the most left-wing in the history of the United States. That's why I call it Red November, of course, play on Red October for the Soviet Revolution. But it's interesting how the establishment came together, because once Bernie looked like he had it locked up, remember, no candidate in either party had ever gone 1-2-3 in the early primary states. Bernie Sanders, first person ever to do it, and he looked like a lock for the nomination, and the establishment panicked, and they got all their ducks in a row. That's why they settled finally on Joe Biden, a guy who could barely climb out of fourth or fifth place in Iowa and New Hampshire. He suddenly became the winner in South Carolina and the big winner Super Tuesday, and Bernie Sanders suddenly felt the walls closing in around him because all the other candidates basically just abandoned their campaign and jumped ship. It was one of the most remarkable 48-hour periods we've ever seen in politics.
Yeah, to me, it reminds me of 2016 when they stole it from Bernie Sanders. They absolutely stole it. Clinton and Donna Brazile and the whole Debbie Wasserman Schultz, they literally stole it from Sanders. And a year later, excuse me, 4 years later, campaign cycle later, they stole it from him again. But this time it was just because everybody was so scared of him winning. They all got together and said, let's eliminate every other candidate. You know, it wasn't illegal this time. Last time it really was theft. This one was kind of a legal theft, right? There's nothing wrong with what they did, but they circled the wagons and got everybody to stand up against Joe, for Biden against Bernie Sanders. Legal, right? 100%.
As far as we know, but it doesn't make it any more fair if you're a Sanders supporter. I mean, they watched this happen. Remember, that night, February 22nd in Nevada, they weren't watching the Tyson Fury-Deontay Wilder fight. They were watching the returns come in from the Democratic caucuses, and they'd never seen anything like it, and they were already celebrating the Bernie Sanders presidency, and then literally just days later, it was all just a distant memory.
Yes, I know, and I always said, I said this on radio and TV 20 times, I said there is no difference between Bernie Sanders, radical communist, you know, not even socialist, communist, and Biden and the rest of the Democrats. The only difference is the rest of them are like Obama. They hide it. They package it. Their style is different. They claim they're moderate, but they believe in the same extreme ideas, but they believe in covering up. They're no different than Biden, except they don't act as radical as Biden. They package themselves as moderates. Do you basically agree with that premise?
I do, except for one thing. Biden rejects the label moderate. Well, they were trying to describe him as moderate during the primary, and he said, oh, boy, I would have given a lot to be called a moderate when I was running for Senate in Delaware. They never called me a moderate then. I'm not a moderate. So, you know, there you go.
There you go. All right. So let's talk about this idea that Democrats, you know, want to blame Trump. It's all Trump's fault. He wasn't prepared. I would argue no president was prepared. I would argue Obama left the cupboards bare. I would argue that Trump knows nothing about medicine, nor do I. We're both businessmen. I don't know anything about preparing for a pandemic. Isn't it the CDC at fault if you're not prepared for a pandemic? But your argument is New York proves no one was prepared. If you're going to blame Trump for America, wouldn't you blame Cuomo for New York? Instead, liberals and the media are blaming Trump, but the guy who was the most unprepared in America, whose state is burning, they call him a hero. It's bizarre.
Right. The only reason they're rallying around him is that he's at the epicenter of the epidemic, and so he gets television time. So they're the only he's the only person who can go on TV just like Trump does. And so they're rallying around him because their candidate, their nominee, presumptive nominee, Joe Biden, he's stuck in a basement in Wilmington, Delaware, and can't go anywhere, can't shake hands, can't, you know, hug women and children. You know, they've got to stick with Andrew Cuomo because he's on TV, because New York is the center of it all. And you're right, he mismanaged this. In fact, the New York Times, not Breitbart, the New York Times did a whole article about how Andrew Cuomo and Bill de Blasio, the Democrats there, had mismanaged the coronavirus. And he got one question about it at a press conference, and he replied, no, you know, that's not true. We did a great job. And that was it. Now, of course, Trump gets question after question after question on the same topic, even when he's answered it completely factually and satisfactorily to most normal people. But the media are absolutely bloodthirsty when it comes to Trump. When it comes to Cuomo, they're really part of the draft Cuomo committee. You know, this idea they're going to draft Cuomo for president in case Biden doesn't work out. So they're seeing him as their alternative to Trump. Biden, completely ineffective. He's stuck in his house, can't do anything, can barely operate a live stream. Cuomo at least has a couple of hours every day of TV time. He's going on every media outlet. He's going on Howard Stern. He's going on everything, you know, like he doesn't have other things to do. And that's why they're circling around him and coddling him. Even though if you actually look at what New York did, you know, right up until very late, New York was telling people, hey, you know, keep going out, keep doing this and that. And Trump was already saying, hey, well, you know, maybe we should. You know, Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden were already canceling their rallies. So it's a model of mismanagement, actually. But look, no government was prepared for this. I asked the question a couple weeks ago, can anybody name a state or city of significant size, at least for the local government, that actually got this right? And the answer is zero, none. Because nobody knew about it. Yes.
Can you name a country that was prepared? Nobody was prepared around the world. Forget about a city or a state. What country? Italy wasn't prepared. Spain wasn't prepared. France wasn't prepared.
One.
Maybe Germany?
Germany? I'll give you two. South Korea and Taiwan. And the interesting reason they were prepared is because they weren't prepared 5 years ago. They got hit by SARS, the Middle East respiratory.
SARS.
Yeah, the cousin of SARS, right.
Yes.
And they got hit hard by that, and so they developed systems. But you know what? The WHO, the World Health Organization, didn't communicate what those countries had done to us or to anybody else because they're corrupted by China.
Of course they are. The WHO gets blamed. China gets blamed. I think the CDC has to get blamed for not being prepared. Dr. Fauci should get blamed instead of being beloved. Andrew Cuomo should get blamed for his state being unprepared. The only one they're willing to blame is Trump. But, you know, look, we all know that's the way it goes. Liberals just are always going to blame Trump. They have Trump derangement syndrome. Joel Pollack, senior editor at large, Breitbart News. Breitbart.com is the wonderful website. His new book, Red November, available for pre-order right now. Head to Amazon or Barnes & Noble or any good website. Joel Pollack, thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, the Warrior. When we return, so much more to tell you about. We'll be right back. This is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allyn Root. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, and do I have a perfect book at the perfect time for you? Dr. Nancy Wolfe is a conservative and capitalist professor emeritus in the psychology department at UCLA, where she spent 30 years. She studied and taught about the human mind. She knows exactly what we need to hear right now as chaos and crisis descend around us. Her book is Conscious Matrix. Nancy explains why the liberals, socialists, and globalists trying to destroy us right now will not and cannot succeed because we as Americans are wired to win, to be the greatest nation and the greatest people ever in the history of mankind. Our biology, our history, our culture, all these things are pre-wired in our minds and souls. We're literally pre-wired to win. Nancy says we have more light in our hearts and minds when we are right with God. And she says together, God, President Trump, and conservative Americans will save the soul of America. We will win. We are literally predestined to win. This is the book you need to read now. Today, purchase Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com. Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com or available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is a pandemic survival alert, and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, this show comes to you from my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, otherwise known as KBET in beautiful Las Vegas, Nevada, the greatest city of the world until we closed it down like idiots. And by the way, here's how fair I am. I'm going to be really fair. It isn't just the fault of Steve Sisolak. I'm sure he would tell you he did what he did to save lives. But why does no one ever argue the other side? By saving lives, how many people do you condemn to poverty and government slavery and serfdom? How many people have lost their life savings? How many restaurants will never reopen? How many people are going to kill themselves? How many suicides over the next 5 years, 10 years? How many people will be in misery and poverty like living in Cuba for the next 10 years? How many people have lost their life savings because their business is gone and they're 50, 60, 70 years old and they're now going to have their houses taken away from them? They're going to live like homeless people because of your decisions. Now, again, be even more fair. That's not Steve Sisolak's fault. That's the whole damn country. Some of that fault goes to President Trump, even though I've excused him, because I know what happened. I know that Fauci and Dr. Deborah Birx came to him and said 2.2 million will be dead. Their models were complete bullspit, complete garbage. There was never going to be 2 million dead. But nobody ever argued the other side. If you close the economy, everyone's dead, financially dead and ruined. For a few people, you to save, say, 200,000. Let's argue 200,000 could have died instead of what's now going to be like 50, 60. So to save 140,000 deaths, and I know every life is precious, but, you know, a liberal somewhere is going to say, Wayne Root said 140,000 people is no big deal. He'd rather have his business open. No, actually, you're the ones who say every day that 800,000 babies murdered by abortion each year are not important. Only the mother's well-being is important. Let's murder 800,000 babies a year. Those lives mean nothing to you. So, yes, I'm going to say that those 140,000 lives mean everything. Unlike you, who murders 800,000 children, they mean much more to me than your 800,000 children mean to you. But I still don't think... I think, number one, you could have protected them, number one. I said from day one, take all the people who are at risk, who are older and who are sick, and literally quarantine them and let the rest of us go to work. That's all you had to do. That's all you got to do. But instead, you listen to Fauci and you listen to Birx and other doctors and medical experts. Experts are idiots. They don't know anything. All based on computer models that were wrong, and you condemned us all to disaster, financial poverty, financial catastrophe. This is the worst thing that's ever happened in world history. And if you could have saved those 140,000 lives, even if you could have, but you didn't, because this had nothing to do with them. There was never going to be 2 million dead. But let's assume you saved 140,000 lives. How does that compare to 800,000 maybe suicides over the next 5 years? Maybe 2 million over the next 10 years? How does that compare to people whose lives are now misery and dependency and on welfare and government serfdom and alcoholics and depression and drug addiction and opioid addiction, and they'll never get back off the canvas again? Was it worth it? You have to say, was it worth it? For if you did save 140,000 lives, I don't know that you did, but if you did, and Wayne Root's idea would have cost those 140, which isn't true, because I would have put them away in quarantine, so it's not true at all. But let's say you would have saved 140,000 extra people who died, and I would have literally helped 140,000 people more to die. Let's assume that might be true. It's not, but let's assume it. Well, then you killed millions and literally with suicide and millions more with cancer and heart disease, because stress causes cancer and heart disease and strokes, the biggest killers in America. So you've made everybody broke with no idea they're paying their bills, and you're going to cause cancer, heart disease, and stroke, the biggest killers in America. So I would have been responsible there if I was president for 140,000 extra deaths. You're going to be responsible between suicide, heart attack, cancer, and stroke for millions of deaths, and 100 million people are going to be living in poverty forevermore because of your decisions. There you go. And it wasn't Sisolak. It was a lot of governors, including Sisolak. And it was the President of the United States listening to the wrong people. And it was all kinds of doctors giving the wrong advice based on the wrong models. Show comes to you from my flagship station, 790 Talk Now. Edward Stoltz is the owner, operator, and founder. Gave me my shot in radio. Thank you, Ed. And stations all over this great country, blessed by God, syndicated by USA Radio. Fred Weinberg, the owner, operator of USA Radio, gave me my shot in national syndication. That's why the show is dedicated to Ed and Fred. Love to hear from you, WayneRoot@gmail.com. Love to have you call in, 833-WAR-TALK, toll-free from anywhere in the USA, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. Again, WayneRoot@gmail.com, and my website, RootForAmerica.com, RootForAmerica.com. And you talk about a good leader. Governor Abbott of Texas, Greg Abbott, announced a strike force to reopen the Lone Star State. We will open Texas. We will open Texas. And, again, he gave in and closed the state down, too. But it's very clear he's going to reopen it as quick as you can. It's very clear DeSantis in Florida, my great buddy, Matt, who I grew up with as a kid, my best friend in life for the longest period of time of anyone I've ever known. And he says his store is going to open up this weekend. This weekend, because DeSantis is going to let him open up again. Florida's great. Texas great. Alabama. Alabama had a committee, and the committee recommends you reopen the economy immediately, like tomorrow or like this Monday. There are great states out there, and they're not going to encourage death. They're going to say, wear a mask, wear gloves, social distancing, let people in the store, just like Costco and the supermarket does, one at a time. If someone doesn't come out, you can't come in. I'm sure they're going to follow all the safety protocols. And we could do the same thing in Nevada, Governor Sisolak. You can't keep the economy closed. And if you do, I'm going to organize a march like you have never seen. It'll be like Selma.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Next thing offer.